Okay, the recording has started, madam.
Thank you.
Glenn, would you mind doing the roll call?
Of course, Marika. Thank you. We have on the line Joe Saint-Sauveur, James Bladel, Paul Dias, Martin Hall, Greg Aaron, and Rod Rasmussen, plus Marika Koenig from staff and myself, Glenn de Saint-Jury.
Thank you very much, Glenn.
And Avery has sent her apology. She can't be on this call. And that, I think, is the only apologies that I have received.
Okay, thank you. Well, as I said before, I think we're missing some of the usual suspects, which might be due to the change in numbers or maybe change in time zones, or maybe people had other things on their agenda. But I think it's important that we probably still have a first discussion on where we go from here, and maybe then share on the mailing list with people what was discussed, and see if we can get some interaction in that way. But before we go into that, I don't know if you have seen Avery's message. She has asked whether there are any volunteers to take over the interim chair position, as she's not available this week and neither next week, and then she's noticed as well that with her other workload, it's very difficult to pay attention to this group that is needed to follow the work and stay engaged. So the first question would be if there's someone willing to take over that role.
Marika, this is James. I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
And if I may, it seems like the last couple of weeks we've seen the attendance drop off significantly just before and just after the meeting in Mexico. I'm wondering if there's precedent for essentially rebooting this the membership of the group and sending out to the folks that are, you know, I understand part of it is relative to the time zone change, but I think that we were losing folks prior to that as well. So I'm just wondering if there's any method that you can recommend to kind of reconstitute the group, get this final report over the finish line. Any thoughts on that?
Glenn, what's your experience with that?
Short of sending out an email to the whole group and telling them again what the time is, I don't know that we could ask everybody, of course, to confirm that they are still interested in belonging to the group. Would you think that was a good idea?
Yeah, I think something a little more formal along those lines to kind of reiterate the call for volunteers and update everyone on the status and what remains to be done, and from that response, then draw. Who our new interim chair should be, and kind of reconstitute the group from there. I don't know. Am I out in left field on this one? What do the others think?
No, I totally agree with you, James. It's Paul. You know, I think there's probably a lot of confusion within the group about what exactly the status is, what we need to do moving forward. Is this issue going to be treated independently? Is it getting rolled into registration abuses effort? I mean, just the presentation that was given, the update on this before the council in Mexico City, I came away very unsure about what the status of this group was. In fact, calling in today was more to figure out what our next steps are than necessarily to roll up our sleeves and do some more work.
And this is Mark, I think that's something for the group to discuss, or at least from my perspective, one on the issues on the agenda, because I got as well a sense from Mexico City that some people feel that this maybe should go indeed into the registration abuse workshop. Some feel this should just be wrapped up and, with no firm recommendations on what next steps might be. So I think that's one of the issues that the group should discuss and consider, because as far as I'm concerned, I think all options are open. The only point I think we need to take into account is that I think it is important that even if everyone feels that, well, we'll just leave it as is and we move this into another group, that we still come to a final report that at least reflects the public comments received, to give credit as well to those that made the effort to provide comments and submit those, but that could be a relatively easy process, and then I guess update as well, you know, any recommendations, if the recommendation would be to either merge it into another group or, you know, just stop because we cannot reach consensus on any of the recommendations. I guess, you know, those are some of the options.
Yeah, and I think the paradox, of course, is to make a change that you would need a quorum.
Yes, so maybe we can have a discussion now. I don't know if any of you want to take on, you know, already make a decision now or volunteer for the interim chair role, but I'm happy as well to moderate this discussion a bit and have a discussion between us and then basically put out to the broader group saying, look, these are the different options. You know, what do people feel? Or even, you know, almost put it to a vote and say, can people express their opinion as to what this group would like to do, and then see, you know, if there are many more meetings needed to see if indeed we need another interim chair or whether we can, you know, wrap it up relatively quickly.
Can we go ahead and take a minute and kind of recap how Mexico did go? I apologize for not being able to be down there and, you know, participate, but I am kind of curious how it did get perceived. Is there someone who can go ahead and speak to that a little bit?
I'll take a swing at that, and then Marika and Paul and Glenn, if you can jump in. We had a presentation to JNSO Council, I believe it was on Sunday or Saturday. My days get all mixed up when I'm down there. I think that there were some discussions about recommendations from Aubrey that we begin the process of synthesizing the public comments into the report. And putting together some sort of a final product. There was some discussion about the way that the group was scoped and how perhaps it was the charter was way too broad, or there were some items that were vague. The next topic was discussion about how the registration abuse policies working group might succeed this group with a narrower charter and a more focused set of issues. And that was about it. I think that session was not very well attended. I remember there were maybe a dozen folks in the room at the time. Did I make any major omissions, folks? Or
No, I back everything up you said, James. It was not well attended. And anything else I might add, I believe Mike did the presentation, right?
And you know, he was, I thought his presentation was very thorough. And
absolutely. But my confusion about our next steps was driven as much by Mike's presentation, and he left me with a feeling that, you know, it was sort of pushing this effort towards the new registration abuses as much as it was, you know, a call for, okay, let's wrap up whatever it is we're doing. I came away just feeling very much kind of on hold about, is this just going to get folded in, thank you very much, and do it over there, or do we need to, you know, come to a full conclusion in this group?
This is Greg. My understanding from Mexico City was that, and this is based on what Aubrey had said, was this group needs to at least wrap in the public comments and then decide whether to basically wrap the final report. So this, my understanding is this group needs to continue on course, although maybe it does get wrapped somewhat quickly. I'll speak as the chair of the Registration Abuse Policies Working Group for a second, which is that we haven't had any discussions about FASTLUX.
Right.
And what our interim report currently says is that FASTLUX is a domain name use issue. This is an issue of what bad guys do after they register a domain name and how they use it. My personal belief is that is out of scope for the Registration Abuse Working Group. That's a domain use issue, which we'll probably have to discuss this some more. But I do know that there is a legal opinion that domain name uses are out of scope for ICANN's consideration. So
just to correct you on that one, Greg, I think the issues report on FastLock did say that certain elements might be in scope while others are not, although that doesn't help a lot, I know, but I think there was some
gray area. I phrase that as my personal opinion, but and as I said, you know, we'll have that group's going to try to look at some definitional work, but I don't see it trying to fold in this effort and bring in all the work that's been done. I think this working group needs to finish its work. FastLock's working group should, I think, as Aubrey said, finish up this report and not try to necessarily link this to any other stuff that may or may not happen.
Greg, in your view, are there any recommendations you think this group will be able to come forward with, or it will basically, well, we've discussed it, we've got a lot of, you know, useful, interesting information, but
well, I think
at this stage, these are some ideas we have, but
I mean, I think that's a discussion that this group needs to have. What recommendations, if any, should it make?
So this is Rod. And Greg, I already expressed to you in Mexico my opinion that's divergent with yours on whether I think FastLock is a registration abuse issue or not. But since you're the chair and are going to be setting some of the direction there, I have a concern that this will get lost, because there's an assumption, the FastLock part will get lost. There's an assumption among many people that we're going to continue talking about FastLock within the context of registration abuse or general abuse going forward. So if there's a chance it's going to get lost, I'd rather keep moving forward with what we've got right now rather than lose the momentum we've got on examining this issue.
I think what we have in the registration abuse working group is we've got a list of, as you know, issues people have raised, and then we'll go through that list and work on definitions and also figure out whether some of those are in scope or out of scope or we don't know and need to go get some more opinion. The general question of FastLock, well, the question of FastLock is a specific flavor or species of cybercrime, right? Use of domain names for cybercrime.
Well, I think that's,
you know, and well, I'm just saying that's what some people have said.
Sure.
So the issue there is, well, you know, what do you do about it? And that issue will probably come up in registration abuse working group, and then we'll have to work through whether, you know, what of that is in scope or out of scope or what have you.
Martin, Joe, what are your opinions?
Go ahead, Martin. You can go first.
I guess I'm struggling to have an opinion because I don't sort of fully understand all the ICANN processes. Is one option that this working group continue?
Just maybe then take a step back and explain. The normal process of a policy development process is that a group produces an initial report, which the FastLock group has done now. Then there's a public comment period. And then the next phase is to get to a final report, which then takes into account the public comments received and then makes final recommendations for either, you know, policy changes or best practices or whatever next steps the group might deem appropriate. And that is then submitted to the council for consideration. So what we're debating now actually is like what that final report should entail, because as I said before, I think the least this group probably should do is to get to a final report which incorporates at least the public comments, and even if the group decides not to undertake any further work on the recommendations, or, you know, apart from maybe a statement saying, well, this is where we want to leave it and you know, we don't think we can get any further than this, or this is what should be done, the group now needs to basically decide whether they still feel there's scope to get further. So to work further through the issues, review all the public comments and see whether, you know, maybe the group forgot or left out any of the points raised, whether this means that certain constituencies might have a change of opinion or some of the participants and see where it leads to. Or as someone raised, wrap it into some other work that's already going on as we don't see anything coming out of this group that will have consensus.
Regarding the comments, the one comment that seemed to go ahead and raise a new issue was Woody's comment about the actual network load of the fast flux process. And many of the other comments seemed to either go ahead and sort of reemphasize things that had already been said or kind of seemed, in some cases, confused about points, almost as if they hadn't actually read the report. But, when you go ahead and talk about finishing the report up, I think it should definitely be finished. I think it should definitely be issued. Once it gets issued, no one may care. If there were only 12 people in the audience at the meeting, that may be a sign that people just aren't revved up about this issue. And that's really unfortunate, I think, but it may just be, one of those two technical issues that folks just don't even get. There's still a lot of folks who don't even know what fast flux is, I think.
Joe, on that last point, that Mike gave that presentation at several different meetings as well, and there was a lot more, or at least an abbreviated version, and I think there was a lot more interest in participation. That first initial meeting, I believe, was on Saturday, because I don't think I was even there yet, so it was more a matter of how many people were physically there than interest, perhaps.
And just to point out as well that, we did receive 25 comments, which is quite a lot for, something that's in a policy development stage and indeed is by some seen as a very technical issue. So, yes, I agree. They might have read the whole report as it was a quite substantial report, and they might have focused on the executive summary, which might mean that they've missed certain points, but still, it does show, in my view, that there is interest in the issue.
Well, that kind of reinforces the thought that we ought to finish up and get the report out then, eh?
Yeah, I think that's probably what we should be... perhaps one way forward would be to, and this is James, I'm just throwing this on the table, perhaps one way forward would be to take the... small subgroup that we have developed of regular attendees and begin the work of organizing and synthesizing the comments into the report and then preparing to release that for council and comment with the understanding that we're probably not going to make any material changes to the body of the report at this time beyond just adding comments. I don't know. Thoughts? Is that, am I oversimplifying that?
Just to maybe mention there, what we did in another working group on the transfer policy is indeed incorporate the summary of the comments into the chapter that deals with the constituency statements and public comment periods, and then integrate any comments that we felt weren't discussed or weren't addressed properly in the report itself, to integrate those on the relevant spots. So that is an approach that the group might want to consider.
Marika, can I ask sort of one question? It's maybe a very dumb and simplistic question, but I want to ask it anyway. When a group like this makes a set of recommendations, is it making a set of recommendations bearing in mind what ICANN has the remit to do, or is it making a set of recommendations with respect to the issue generally?
It should take into account ICANN's remit, and normally we get as well legal counsel to have a look at the recommendations, because otherwise it wouldn't be appropriate for the council to consider. I mean, Glenn, you might want to jump in there. I don't know if in the past it has happened where certain recommendations were deemed out of scope and whether they then were still discussed or just left aside. I don't know.
And one could say the group recommends a policy, which would be, and then you have to consider scope in or out for ICANN. The group can also recommend other things that don't have to do with policy making. I guess it's conceivable that the group could recommend that a best practice, for example. Is that true?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, but then there's, of course, you cannot enforce it if it's not, within scope.
Exactly. It's not enforceable. It's not a policy recommendation. But it's a recommendation, nevertheless, that the community could take away.
The reason I ask the question is it seems like there is sort of some confusion over what things might be in scope or not in scope for ICANN. And, you know, when I look at this issue as a whole, I'm looking at it in terms of what can or should the industry or various constituencies in the industry take responsibility for, and that, you know, that includes ICANN, but it doesn't exclude other constituencies. And so potentially, I don't know if there's precedence for this or if it's appropriate, but one option is to come up with a set of recommendations and to talk about, or explicitly say, you know, it's not clear with some of these whether ICANN has a remit for them. That doesn't mean they're not, you know, they're not good and positive recommendations and outcomes of the work of a group like this.
I think that was actually one of the recommendations or one of the ideas for next steps that was raised in the report. Look at the different ideas raised throughout the report and identify, like, which of those would be best practices, which of those would be, you know, just general recommendations, and which of those could be, you know, ICANN policy or ICANN, ICANN actions, basically.
I would support that.
Yeah, I would also point out that it's not our job to decide what's in scope or not. We can certainly, I mean, there's clearly some things that we could talk about that aren't in scope, like, you know, what color is the sun. But it's from what we've got here, we certainly are raising issues that demand that somebody, GNSO or whoever, make a call as to whether they're in scope or not. But for us to provide recommendations, I don't think we have to make a hard call at this point whether they're in scope or not.
So where do we go from here is the question.
Can we review the comments at this point, or does that have to wait until we have more folks on the call?
I have a question about that. I mean, if folks don't come to the calls or participate on the list, then, I mean, they don't seem like they're interested in having participating. And they've had the opportunity, but those who show up are the ones who are going to be voting on, what we have consensus on. So, I mean, we can't... I don't see any option but to go ahead and re-solicit participation, but at some point we do have to go ahead, don't we?
Can I maybe suggest then that following this call, we'll get out a message to everyone saying, look, can you please confirm whether you're still interested and still willing to participate? You know, we're now at the juncture where we need to decide how to move forward. You know, these are some of the options, and if I understand correctly from those of you on the call now, I think most of you would like to get to a final report, you know, in some shape or form, basically incorporating the public comments and maybe seeing whether there are any recommendations that the group can agree on, and get that out to the list and get people to confirm whether they're still willing to participate and still willing to, you know, get to the next stage. Or whether they're no longer interested, and then indeed, as you said, then, you know, these are the people that are still committed enough to, you know, to get this done and then discuss it going forward. Does that make sense?
And I think it's as good approach as any.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay,
I was just going to agree, and ultimately, what choice? What other choice do we really have? Because if we keep waiting for groups, okay, last week there was genuine confusion with the time shift. Meetings, all ICANN meetings were screwed up last week once the clocks changed. But, you know, this week it was well announced and whatnot, yet, you know, there's just a small core of us from the broader group. I think it's safe to assume this is going to be more the norm moving forward. So, I mean, I'd argue let's take it upon ourselves. Review the comments, make whatever text changes. We can post it to the list. Maybe we can grab a couple more people when they see something put in front of them to get involved. But let's just try and wrap this up. And for what it's worth, going back, I agree with Greg. I don't think Fast Flux is going to be considered within scope for the other PDP initiative underway. It is a use of domains. And I would much rather let's try and wrap things up in this forum and honestly be done with it.
My one concern about the proposal that had been mentioned of adding folks at this point, I can just see as kind of going ahead and then having to bring everybody up to speed and get their conflict of interest statements and so forth and so on. I think that's going to go ahead and really kind of, you know, drag things out. So my preference would be to go ahead and try and get things done, as folks have mentioned, rather than having to go ahead and kind of, you know, iterate again.
Yeah, I agree there, because I think as well, bringing on people on board now will probably take us back to square one on some of the discussions, probably.
Yeah, and I'm sorry I wasn't clear. I hadn't anticipated that that would include new members. Resoliciting from the pool of folks who have participated in the past, so...
I think that's fine. If you can go ahead and kind of give them a shock prod and get them to, you know, engage again, that's great. But, you know, the other thing is I'm sure people are just busy and they think that the majority of the work is done at this point,
yeah.
Even though that may not be a correct perception.
Sure.
Yeah, totally agree with Joe on that. I think a lot of people thought, oh, wait a minute, they're still doing that? I thought we wrapped it up. And we just probably need to clarify.
Yeah, so we'll get an email out communicating that message. And hopefully we'll get some feedback then from people whether indeed it's just the fact that indeed they thought it was already done and dusted, or whether you know, they have other things in their mind and you know, can't focus on this anymore. Do you already want to have an initial discussion now in the public comments, or we just leave that to a next call when we hopefully have more people or confirmation that, you know, this is the group that is going to review this and you know, decide how it will be integrated in the report?
You went ahead and did a pretty nice summary of the comments already, didn't you?
Yes, I produced a summary, and what I did as well, I don't know if anyone had a look at that, because Avery asked whether it would be possible like to categorize some of the comments, because you know, I think from the presentation it was quite clear that there are, you know, a number of comments that actually are in the same box. So what I did is create some kind of table which would hopefully make it easier to review the different comments and the different categories and decide on whether... you know, they require some specific attention somewhere in the report, or whether it's sufficient as they are covered in the summary.
How long would it take you to reorganize them, to group them, Marika? Because honestly, it's been a while. I'm looking at the date, February 18th. Yeah, I was going to say at least a month since we've looked at your summary. Have you already started working on grouping these, as Ivory asked, or were you waiting to do that?
Well, I've done the grouping in Excel. I don't know if it was Excel. No, I think it was just I sent it out in a PDF, in a PDF table. I don't know if you, that it was actually sent for the previous call.
Okay.
And there I've grouped the different comments, basically with a short description, who submitted it, and then, you know, the different boxes to fill in by the group. But, you know, people haven't had a chance yet to look at that. Maybe it's something then to take to the next call. And, you know, if people like the template of that, it might help going through the different comments in a, you know, more structured way and look at the different issues that were raised. Because basically what I found, I think I have, let me check, like 9 different categories of comments. So basically going from the issue of legitimate versus illegitimate use of FastFlux. There was one category on the negative impact of FastFlux on digital divide. There's another one on FastFlux is not the problem. Ways in which registrars and registries can restrict FastFlux. The definition of FastFlux. The role of ICANN. Who is benefiting from FastFlux. Who would benefit from cessation. And then next steps, possible solutions. So all the comments have basically been grouped on these, underneath these different headers. So, but as I said, I mean, I can circulate that again ahead of the next call, so people can have a look and see whether they find that a useful way to review the comments and decide how to deal with these.
Marika, I thought what you did was terrific in terms of this categorization stuff. Just to comment on approaches here, one approach is to go through everything, probably in the next call, as you suggest, item by item. Another approach is that people do some pre-work and we prioritize the things that we don't think are covered in any, you know, significant or appropriate way in the existing reports, and we focus our discussion on those.
That would be great.
Because Joe, you know, Joe mentioned this point that Bill Woodcock brought up, which I thought was terrific and not something that I was aware that had been discussed previously.
It caught me completely by surprise. I hadn't thought about that one at all.
So if everyone agrees with that, I mean, that's something then we can put in the notice. I think we have two messages going out then. The first one is saying, look, please let us know if you're still interested, and, you know, these are the options we're considering for, you know, moving ahead and getting to a final report. And then the second one would be for the next call, this table, the summary of the public comments, and with a request for people to review this and come to the meeting with the prioritization of comments they would like to review and discuss, and that can even, you know, the discussion can even start on the mailing list. Does that make sense?
It seems to me that would just be sort of more efficient. And then we're going to say up front what we're going to do is choose the ones that we think that, you know, are relevant to discuss, and we just discuss those rather than going through every single one.
I absolutely agree, but from experience, I've found that not everyone is able to do that in advance and often rely on having that possibility on the call. But hopefully, in this case, it will be different. So with that, is there anything else anyone would like to discuss at this stage? Is everyone fine with having a next call next Friday?
Yeah, that's fine.
Same time?
Yeah, that's good.
I probably won't be there, but Liz will step in, and you know, she's been involved in this group before, so that shouldn't be a problem. We'll get the messages out in the meantime that we just discussed, and hopefully we'll have a bigger group together next week. So with that, I thank you all for your time, and wish you a good weekend.
Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, Marika.
Thanks.
Yeah, take care, Marika.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Marika?
Bye, Glenn.
Bye, thanks.